And welcome back, Jim Fetzer. Let's talk specifically about all the things in your book and where this is going. I'm sure you're going to have a follow-up book or books dealing with not only 9/11, but the spider trail of all the evils and corruption that are going on with our American and global governments and their plan to murder Americans in their sleep, their plans to disarm us, and their plans to have a massive, what I call, Agenda 2030 genocide of a lot of the population of Earth, their plan to destroy the biosphere, and their plan to put everybody, including the people in the state of It's a Real Hell, in danger here and in danger of the American Republic. If they put someone in like Clinton, I guarantee you that Texas will leave within one term of her election to the presidency. It's not going to be a pretty picture, and I can guarantee you that immediately a lot of people are not going to accept Hillary Clinton.
Well, I think you make excellent points, and my next book on the list is actually about Orlando, Dallas, and Hillary, because Orlando was an elaborate fraud. So was Dallas. Most people have no idea that the license for the Pulse Club had expired in 2013, that it had a max capacity of 150, that there were only 11 parking spots, that if you had 50 shot dead and 53 wounded, there would have been abandoned cars all over the place. A correspondent from the area wrote to tell me it wasn't even a gay club. And now the emergency center that allegedly treated everyone is announcing they're not going to charge anyone. That would be a first in American medical history, Bill. They don't want to be accused of fraud by having charge for treatment of patients who didn't have any injuries.
Right.
So that's in the work. Now, in Dallas, I mean, one of the most stunning effects was a fellow in Seattle noticed that there was the Wall Street Journal had a photograph out by already midnight. He thought it was way too fast, tracking it back. And it turns out the photograph they published in the Wall Street Journal, because it was photoshopped. It was taken against a wall with a couple of columns that in the photograph they published look immense. But when we go back and check it out, it's a relatively small wall. They had to exaggerate it as the background. They put in a series of officers who look faintly ridiculous. They have orange attachments on their weapons, which meant they were only able to fire blanks. And when we go back and look at video footage of that actual area, it's not even the same officers who were there. I mean, this is just one scam after another. And, of course, Hillary fits right in because she's not the person who's appearing for these events. As you observe, she's dying of Parkinson's disease. And this is all extraordinarily scandalous, a fraud on the American people, creating a false impression that Hillary is spry and alert and well, when in fact she's anything but. I think it was incredible that the USA Today last week actually published an article entitled "The Internet Thinks Hillary Clinton Has a Body Double," which we've been able to prove in spades, not only the original, the one I described as the Meg Ryan variety, who is 6 inches shorter, 35 to 40 pounds lighter, and 10 years younger. But aboard the plane on the way to Greensboro, we saw another Hillary double. This one I refer to as the Meryl Streep variety. She
right.
had too slanted a forehead. She's, again, much too young. She didn't have many distinctive features.
She didn't have the mole on her lip either.
And she didn't have the mole on her lip. Very, very good, Bill. You don't miss a trick.
Well, what we have right now is part of the sloppiness is a disrespect of lying to the public. They show enough disrespect that even their lies are sloppy now. They could care a rat's behind even if they get caught with lying, because they'll say, because we've caught their lies, we are psychotic. It proves that we're a conspiracy theorist. We point out facts that can't be disputed.
Here's a nice example, by the way, of the media at work. I began publishing on The Hill, which is an inside Washington publication, very influential, about the fakery of the first double. They deleted it. I published a second time saying that The Hill's integrity was on the line. They deleted it.
Oh,
I published a third declaring that The Hill was an op. For whatever reason, this time they left it up. But I have mentioned many times on the air my article Will Real Hillary Clinton Please Stand Up? On my blog at jamesfetzer.blogspot.com. And now The Hill has published an article with the same title, Will the Real Hillary Clinton Please Stand Up? And they're promoting it on Google. So if you search for my article, you're going to wind up at The Hill.
Wow.
It's just disgusting. And what perhaps is most important about this new book, Bill, is it exposes that two alternative movements, one of which is Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth, which claims that it was done with nanothermite and focuses on Building 7. The other, Judy Wood and Dews, which promotes directed energy weapons and no planes theory. They're right about Building 7. It did come down in a classic controlled demolition on 47 floors, all falling at the same time, leaving a pile of debris equal to 12% of the height of the original, which is typical of experience with controlled demolitions, which provides a nice contrast with the North and the South Tower, because unlike Building 7, they're blowing apart in every direction from the top down. The floors are being converted into millions of cubic yards of very fine dust. And when it's over, not only is there not 12% of 110 stories, which would have been around 13 and a half floors, there's nothing there. Right. Father Frank Morales from St. Mark's Episcopal Church, a first responder, Bill, reported to me on two different occasions when I've interviewed him that the buildings were destroyed to or even below ground level. So,
right.
Yeah, this is all inconsistent with the collapse theory advanced by the government, just showing that, how big liars they turn out to be. Enormous, overwhelming.
Right. The other thing is present is we have the U.S. geological data of their mineral analysis, which proves it was a nuclear demolition. But we also, initially I believed the thermites thing, that we did more research and contacted my nuclear experts. It was RDX that was used as the outside control system to cut the joists, because they had to cut out from the structure of the building. There was a central pillar up the center, and it was literally hanging like a bird cage, the outside of the building and the walls. And they also had to step down transformers in the outside walls of the building, which means there were 5,000 tons of liquid step down transformer oil, which was converted to dioxins and dibenzofurans, or it became an aerosol. So part of the reason why these men are all dying of cancers and weird cancers is the exposure to these antifolates, as well as the heavy metals and everything that was paramagnetic, including people, concrete, aluminum from plenum chambers and air conditioning units to the repeaters for cell phones, and even aluminized mirrors and aluminum engine blocks in the car, the trucks nearby, were all literally fried. And what people should understand is that 40% of the mass of the buildings were turned into an atomic vapor, including the radio tower on top of the building was already vaporized because of the type of superheating of these paramagnetic materials at 50 to 100,000 degrees in a couple nanoseconds from the surge of neutrons and the electromagnetic pulse that caused them to become, and X-rays, it became a paramagnetic atomic vapor. The amount of energy required wasn't a directed energy weapon. You see an asymmetric fall of the building. It was a chain of pearls of micronukes tuned specifically to vaporize the core. So if you saw the speed it fell with free fall. So even gravitational inertia from literally buildings that would collapse from a normal demolition, it fell faster than that because the floors and so on, the scoops were blown out. There was no air resistance to this falling. It just literally created a vacuum in the center and sucked the building down into its own airspace.
That's really sensational stuff, Bill. And of course, we know that nanothermite can't have done it. It doesn't have the explosive capability. In fact, T. Mark Hightower and I published three articles about it back in 2011, which I have included in the book, that demonstrate the law of material science, that an explosive can only destroy a material if it has a detonation velocity equal to or greater than the speed of sound in that material. The speed of sound in concrete is 3,200 meters per second, in steel, 6,100 meters per second. But the highest detonation velocity attributed to nanothermite in the literature is only 895 meters per second,
right,
which means you can't get there from there. It's a huge fraud perpetrated on the American people by Architects and Engineers, Bill, and they're scarfing up vast sums of money, hundreds of millions of dollars.
They're another disinformation op, just like a lot of the alternative media.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, and you know, I've named a number of names out there, but the problem is there are people that tried to push the thermite stuff, and when they couldn't, they tried to disrespect the people who showed alternative theories, whether it's a nuke or RDX, which is the standard stuff used by high demolition guys that want to blow out the joists or cut literally if you wrap a piece of RDX around a girder, it literally cut it just like a, you know, like a razor blade cutting across the hair. I mean, it does a beautiful job.
Oh, I think you've made a lot of powerful points, yes. And I'm confident architects and engineers scarfed up hundreds of millions of dollars. I mean, the 26 families that claim to be have lost children and adults at Sandy Hook received somewhere between $27 and $130 million. That's over $1 million apiece. Well, you could bet that architects and engineers has received many times that. So they got, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars for what? For telling us that Building 7 was a classic controlled demolition, which everyone has known from the day of 9/11, or...
Well, even Buddy's Silverstein's comment, we got to pull it. I mean, we have them on video saying they're going to pull it. They pulled it with conventional demolition, trying to muddy the waters that all the other buildings, which we know no steel building in history has ever fallen in literally free fall with even air resistance. In history, and we've had building in, I think, Sao Paulo, Brazil, a decade earlier, that burned for 2 weeks, and it was poor structural construction, and all it did was burn the carpets and drapes. The actual steel structure was left standing.
That's absolutely right, Bill. No steel structure, high rises, ever collapsed from fire before 9/11, after 9/11, or on 9/11.
Right, and what we have now, and this is the real danger, we have George Bush Sr., who's a psychotic criminal. We have George Bush, who's a post-drug addict, a bisexual, is another idiot. We have Obama, who literally is a sock puppet for Satan. And then we have Hillary, who's literally, she'd be called Hillary Lilith Clinton, because she's like the daughter of Satan himself. And she is so corrupt that she even lies about her lying. She can't keep her lies straight, so she lies about her lying about lying. It's amazing. It's almost like an SNL skit when you see her talk. And then when you see her eyes darting back and forth, like I'm really telling you the truth, you think I'm seeing somebody like a snake charmer with this cobra about to strike. It's just disgusting.
Bill, I'm just dumbfounded that they're trying to move forward using these doubles. I mean, surely they're not going to be able to trot out one of these doubles during the debate. I mean, the whole thing is ridiculous, and Hillary's in such deplorable condition. She's lost her cognitive capabilities.
Well, she's not going to be able to fence. We have Mark in Oregon, and he wants to talk about the Clinton body double, so that's a good comment. Mark, go ahead.
Thank you. I'm just basically feel like I'm sitting in the middle of a, if you will, a small mental hurricane, basically, when I see that
it's a spiritual hurricane.
Everything that's needed to get the goods on the fact that this is a body double here, at least two. And I follow Dr. Fetzer on Jeff Rentz's network, on Jeff's show also, and I've already picked up all of the information available from Mike Rivero, has touched on it relative to what Jeff Rentz and Dr. Fetzer have done here.
Right.
The thrust of my call is all the way down into the physiognomy of the two different or three different faces.
Yeah, I put, by the way, a video up and referenced Rentz's photographic and other photographic evidence, and I put that up on the weekend. So if you go to that link, that's up there already with my analysis of biometrics. And what's really disgusting about this, it wouldn't surprise me if they have a hidden ear implant in the ear of this a body double that'll trot herself out as if she's Hillary, because it's my guess, and this is clinical experience, if you have the kind of pneumonia, which is a, you know, aspiration-type pneumonia that Hillary has, which is probably spotty over her entire inferior lobes, she should be basically at home and rest for 2 weeks, not 2 days. So it's very likely you're not going to see Hillary again for some time or at all, and that, in fact, they're going to try to body doubles, and they'll try to have them a sufficient distance away.
Hello?
And they'll probably literally have her talk in the cadence, the manner of Hillary. And
well, they're already doing it, Dr. Bill.
It wouldn't surprise me that the body double will be the one showing up at the debate.
Well, that's the only one that can show up, because I believe she's died, Dr. Bill. Look,
no, I don't think she's dying.
Let me say, she was in White Plains, New York, this morning, And it appears she is still alive, but I would say just barely. Whether she makes it to the debate a week from now is anybody's guess. But she's
You can have 90 minutes.
Her state of mental and physical deterioration is highly advanced.
Yeah, they reported on ABC News, the main AM station in New York City, that she had died on the evening of 9/11. She had died at 9:58.
Yeah, but that's a psyop. I don't believe that.
I'm trying to understand why the psyop.
I'll tell you why. And if you listen to the first hour, I'll say specific. It's called Reiki and Mind Control. You set up a operation where you release false information, so you create a cognitive dissonance, so the person doesn't really... They have two things that they believe firmly, and eventually they stop asking questions because most people can't deal with cognitive dissonance. They can't deal with
intellectual... Perhaps they have said it as a clue to the ones who are at the top that are informed on these things to the news occasionally.
Dave, you're right on it, because there were three different reports. There was WABC TV in New York. There was WABC TV in Washington. And then Chuck Todd of Meet the Press tweeted at 9:50 that she had died at 9:12.
Yeah, now, this is all a psyop on the population. And I don't believe she's dead, and I'll tell you why. This is medical.
Well, she isn't dead because she showed up today in White Springs.
If that was her, Dr. Fetzer.
No.
That's a little more rundown double.
No, this is another thing to say that she doesn't exist.
They interviewed her on the plane, too. It looked like her. She was in very bad shape, talking very slowly, not showing.
Right, which is why when they actually interviewed her with the New York bombings that occurred, I don't believe that was a body double. I have a photographic memory when I looked at her facial biometrics. That was the real Hillary. She looked like somebody who was so doped up she couldn't have any emotional response to the death or the near death of a number of Americans from these bombs, this race that was going on, and the bomb in New York and the ones in New Jersey. And the fact is, she was spaced out. If this is the kind of Hillary they're going to present for the debate, she's not going to get through 10 minutes of it. And when she starts making obscene comments, try to see if she can aggravate Trump to make him look non-presidential, she's going to have, I call the Wicked Wish of the West moment, which is, I'm melting. She's not going to function. And it's going to be massively embarrassing, because it won't just be 10 or 20 million people watching this. There'll be hundreds of millions, not only America, but around the world.
Yeah, this is going to be
watching.
Like,
this is going to be like the Super Bowl of debates. This will be the most watched.
I'm glad to hear that you think that it's still the real Hillary, Dr. Bill.
Oh, yeah.
But
let me explain what I would
advantage.
Do. Yeah, I'm going to give you the medical issues.
The
yeah, just a second, Mark. I'm going to give you the actual medical issues. First off, if I had somebody in her experience, I would walk them for 20 or 50 feet with an oximeter on their finger. If their oxygen jumped number 85 to 80 on the oximeter on their finger or their thumb, I would put them in a hospital, and I would put them on a ventilator. I would give them IV antibiotics. And I would make sure, if I had to, have a pulmonologist go down and aspirate all the plugs and all the mucus in her lungs under anesthesia to clean all the crap out of her lungs first, and then she'd go on the ventilator. She'd probably be on the ventilator for 1 to 2 weeks because she's having aspiration pneumonia, because she's constantly swallowing her own spit because she's got pseudobulbar palsy. Once I'd have that, I'd have her on a viscous diet only, because if she ate either anything solid or too liquid, she would aspirate it. And that would be her permanent diet, because she's an end-stage Parkinson's. I guarantee you right now that if Hillary is there, she's so medicated up, she's barely functioning at a level that you'd have in a nursing home. And if they have trotted her out, they've trotted her out prematurely, which means she's not getting adequate medical care, because the globalists don't give a crap if she does have complications or dies. But I can guarantee you, if I was her doctor, I could save Hillary. Now, as a doctor, if she actually, number one, I'd want her to repent and tell the truth about all her crap she's done, I could actually reverse her Parkinson's disease and make her well. But I can tell you right now, her doctors are giving her poor care. They have her on Coumadin. They don't have her adequately protecting herself against pseudobulbar palsy-induced aspiration pneumonia. But she's not dead. This is, again, a psyop on the public to make you think every appearance of Hillary is a Hillary double, and it's not. But if they try to put out the real Hillary in this debate, she's going to crash and burn. No way is she going to make it.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Robertson Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Robertson Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Robertson Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of.
So Jim, let's make some predictions based on all of our collective knowledge. What do you predict is going to happen in, say, the next year? I see a number of benchmarks that say that they have attempted probably numerous times to assassinate Trump. Number two, I expect to see them crash the world economy very shortly, to have terrorism on American soil so they can declare martial law and get a bipartisan domestic security bill. And if they do manage to ensconce this near-dead Hillary and try to see if they can put Tim Kaine in, I think you're going to see Americans have an ongoing revolution with Texas leaving and America breaking up. And if the government and their so-called troops and drones want to start attacking the civilian population and the police and military, they're going to get a hell of a shock here. And I can tell you that America is going to have a civil war against their own government. And you'll see this happen pretty quickly in the first year with Texas almost certainly leaving the Union if they try to start attacking Texas with federal forces. So I don't see this being a very pleasant situation. In Hillary, this is my medical opinion, doesn't have a year left to live. That's it. From what I can see from my medical experience, she's on her last leg and she's getting inferior care from assholes, excuse my English, and Elisa Bardak isn't telling the truth. And even when they say about the tests, like using a contrast CT scan to rule out heart disease, you don't put contrast when you do a CT scan, otherwise you disturb the calcium score of the arteries. That's the whole point of the test. So when they put out this garbage about her being dead, that's an indication that they're going to try to make us look like nutballs because we think there's a body double, when in a lot of places that's all they can do is put a body double out and put an earpiece in them so they sound like Hillary and try to seem like they can respond to Donald Trump. The fact is that the election is over. The fact is if they can't assassinate Trump, they're going to pull off martial law. And if they try to pull off martial law, you're going to have a revolution in America. And then you're going to start seeing civilians march on their capitals or their state capitals in Washington, D.C. And our military and our police will march with us.
Well, bear in mind, they've already ginned up this phony idea that Russia's messing with our electoral system so that DHS can take it over, which they've already declared they're going to do.
So they can't get away with it. The constitutional lawyers know, and the state governments know that too, that they cannot take over the election process. And it's too late anyway. There's 7,000 plus different election-style systems with different electronic parameters. They can't do it for this election. It's game over. And they're in panic mode because if Trump gets in, both Bill and Hillary Clinton and probably George Bush and George Bush Sr. are going to go to prison as mass murderers and terrorists. We're going to see a number of FBI officers, including this guy Comey. He's going to jail, and he's not going to get out of a jail card easy. We're going to see people like Loretta Lynch, who's not going to just... She's going to be lynched herself. She'll end up going to prison for the rest of her obese days. So I can tell you right now that America is near the precipice of an internal revolution, and the globalists want to see America break up. Even the Russian geopolitical analyst of 5-6 years ago wrote, actually it could be longer than that now, that America is on the verge of breaking up. And that's what Obama's purpose is to balkanize America so it's easier to digest into Trade Zone 3, Foreign Affairs Fall of 1973 plan for 10 trade zones on the world. And George Soros is lockstep trying to get rid of every border of every nation on earth. So all of this is a globalist plan, and we Americans are going to stand up to it. Even if they falsely elect Hillary Clinton, she's not my president.
It may be that the reason they're provoking Russia in Syria, taking out this very big contingent of Syrian army soldiers, which the United States knew exactly what they were doing.
Surely did, yeah.
But yeah,
Russia has lots of
Russia a third world war that
they don't have to
justification for putting the country under military law. So,
well, here's a Russian response.
Lead to the same outcome.
The Russian response, here's what I would do if I was a Russian leader, and Putin doesn't drink vodka, so you know why they invented vodka so Russia wouldn't rule the world? And single malt liquor was invented by the Scots so they wouldn't rule the world.
I heard that the Irish had that used against them too with the whiskey, Dr. Bill.
That's true. Now, the point is, in the ancient world, the Ephraimites, which are the northern 10 tribes, before they became led by false and evil leaders, they were the rulers of the ancient world, okay? The Ephraimites and the tribe of Judah and half-tribe of Benjamin, which is Israel, the two houses. And what we have right now is we have false and evil leaders like Jezebel, who wants to become the lying queen after the lying king of Abominator. And what's going to happen?
Witch in chief.
What I think is going to happen here very shortly is you're going to see the mettle of the American public being tested. Hispanics and blacks are starting to get it, that if they want to have a job, they want to have a safe travel to school or the department store, they want to be able to have a future, they need to vote for Trump. And Americans need to realize we won't be in America in 4 years if we don't vote for Trump.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
IRA and 401k account holders, are you crossing your fingers for the stock market to continue its bull run or hoping for a miracle to pay off our $19 trillion national debt? American Bullion wants you to think for a moment. If we go through another significant stock market correction and things begin to unravel, you could suffer some serious losses. On the other hand, gold is a proven long-term asset that could hedge and protect your retirement accounts from getting washed away. Call American Bullion now and let them show you how easy it is to transfer your existing IRA or roll over your 401k into a gold IRA. American Bullion has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and is a leader in gold IRAs. With just one call, their experts can explain everything there is to know and get you started with a free gold IRA guide. Call 1-800-545-2525. Save your retirement. Call American Bullion now at 1-800-545-2525. That's 1-800-545-2525. 1-800-545-2525.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANA Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Question for you, Jim. Go ahead, Mark. Ask your question to Jim Fetzer.
Dr. Fetzer, as well as you, Dr. Bill, if you could, you know, relate what your view is also concerning this. They keep the polls close when they're going to change the election result through the computers and not give us anywhere near what the true result is in the case of Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, because I understand my best information is a consensus across the board, informed people who watch this and study this, such as Bev Harris and others such as yourselves, is that they always bring it to a very neck-and-neck race, and that way the fact that they've stolen the election through manipulation of the electronics, the technology that's used in 70%, I understand, of the plurality in this country to
not 70%.
Change the elections through the computer.
What's going
to happen between now and then is going to prevent them from doing that, because you notice they're keeping the polls neck-and-neck.
Well, that's true to some extent, but here, the Diebold effect can only be 9 to 12%. I think the actual real polls are considerably broader, wider than that. And they're even publicly saying it's like a 7% lead by Trump. Trump is leading in a number of battleground states right now. And he doesn't have to go very far in order for him to get the 270 number, even in the Electoral College. The fact they continue to say this about Hillary is exactly your point, that they're trying to make it look like it's publicly close enough they can try to steal it. The public is going to catch on. She can't fill a gymnasium, and he has overfill from a stadium. How's that?
Well, if they're going to catch on, they'd have caught on by now, I think, Dr. Bell, overall.
Oh, no, let me explain.
That's what's been happening for some months now.
We have feigned ignorance of the public. I see this whether it's in the medical field, geopolitical, or spiritual field. And when I ask them questions, it doesn't matter which issue, I can start stripping away their false paradigms, their false lies, which they know, and they're basically their cognitive dissonance. The fact is, the vast majority of the American public do not trust the government. They know the government is ready to do things that are harmful to your jobs, your physical welfare, if you're flying, or if you're going to a public venue, let's say like a stadium. But they know that Obama is a monster. And they try to pretend in their mind that if they ignore it, just like ignoring a tiger outside the little grass hut, that the tiger won't smell your flesh and want to crash through the door and eat you. Covering your eyes and cowering in a corner with pills around you is not going to save the tiger from eating you. And the public are starting to get the idea that maybe this is a suicidal thought pattern. They need to get their big gun and they need to go and chase down the tiger and blow its head off. And that's
going
to happen.
A lot of gun sales in recent years. But
we don't need to actually raise a physical revolution. We need a revolution in thought. Even if they steal the election, the public can basically shun the idea that we will not accept this president. And that's what people need to start deciding in their mind if Trump doesn't get in.
What does that look like, Dr. Bill? How does the public actually, for the first time in history in this country, actually oppose the election result?
We need to actually disavow in the state and federal courts, file lawsuits, start filing in every aspect, pro se litigant actions with the media, etc., showing that they used body doubles, showing that they stole the election, showing all these things, and we want to disavow the election. We need to actually start today to start filing these actions now, like in all the districts around the country. If people file against electronic voter fraud, which is going to happen, it would put a stop to it if the process is started today. We can't wait for Trump to do something. It's a distraction.
He's doing something right now, by the way, Dr. Bill. He's running his own internal polls at considerable expense on a daily basis. He's got a continuous poll
running. Yeah, that's not enough.
His organization.
I have a course called How to Win in Court with Dr. Dr. Gray. So what you have to understand is we need to start filing legal actions now in the states. Remember, all these federal election systems and the Electoral College works with the states. The federal government's freaked out, so they want to declare something unconstitutional. Homeland Security cannot take over the elections. We can file state actions that can block this electronic voter fraud today.
I think Trump will do everything you just said and a whole lot more.
No, he can't do this. This has to be done by citizens, because if Trump does it, it'll be another point that the Democrats will try to use to say that he's accusing us of voter fraud. Now, the citizens, thousands of them, need to file these suits in every state. And if they file these suits,
he'll have proof of it. He'll have actual.
Yeah, but it has to be after the fact. He has to know that his army of Trump surrogates are out there filing suits to stop this crap, because if they're cut off from voter fraud, he's going to become president. And when he starts cleaning houses, they mentioned to Roger Stone, who will have back on the program, he's going to have oil drum-sized cans of worms. This is going to get a lot uglier than you can imagine, cleaning out house, where for literally decades, many decades, we've had a proxy government by secret agencies who, in the last step, killed our president, John F. Kennedy, and replaced him with a CIA operative, George Bush, and even tried to put a chain on Ronald Reagan, saying, if you don't behave yourself, we're going to take you out when they try to kill him. Guaranteed.
I think McDonald will have the job done in about 6 months, Dr. Bill. Everything.
He's going to.
He always comes in under budget and ahead of time.
He will. Listen, once he starts arresting people, including the director of the FBI, Comey, and the director of the Department of Justice, once he starts going down through all these agencies and reappointing new directors, once he starts changing the so-called deal with Iran and pulling back the money and giving them a stern warning that we're going to take you out, once these mullahs understand that they're not going to get away with crap, And once the Israelis also understand, we want joint control of all your military forces so Israel can't start a Samson option counterattack, but anybody that attacks Israel, we're going to vaporize you. And if they understand that our allies will respect us and our enemies will fear us, which is what Trump is going to do.
I can see it.
Yeah.
What do you think, Jim? I can really
see it. Jim, where do you think this is going?
I think your analysis is very thoroughgoing. I worry terribly about this intervention in Syria. It's clear the neocons like Samantha Power and Victoria Nuland and Ash Carter.
What do you think Trump will do?
Susan Rice are pushing it.
Yeah, but what do you think Putin's going to do? Putin is not going to react out of tune. If I were Putin, I would do three things. The first thing is I would do a sidearm cyber attack to shut down power to maybe some U.S. military bases overseas. Number two, I would do financial things with China and their SWIFT system, would directly block America trying to control the world financial system because America and its dollar are trying to become the mark of the beast, the literally biometric world currency. They need to know that the reason why we have Obama and when we have them talking about a Fed coin to get rid of the actual physical currency is they want to make sure that all electronic divots for every nation on earth are going to come through the Fed Reserve System, and they'll have total pressing control of your SIM in cyberspace. That's their intention. They don't care how many body counts or how many wars they start, or we have nuclear waste or the destruction of a bunch of hundreds of millions of Americans. They don't give a crap. The fact is we need to be aware that they think that that a World War III is survivable when they're insane. That's how crazy these people are. So what we needed to realize is that if we start filing suits against the voter fraud, and we shouldn't expect to put it all on Trump's back. It's us. We need to file. We need to file. We need to start kind of getting toe-to-toe to people that think that voting for Hillary is an optional thing. It's a doer of evil. We need to get right in there, you know, as I say, a hairy eyeball to hairy eyeball, saying, you know what? You're not just doing something that's your choice. You're choosing a form of evil that puts all of us in danger if you vote for Hillary. People need to know that. They need to understand organically how revulsive it is for the citizens of this country, knowing what's already happened under the Bill and Hillary Clinton for the last third of a century, how evil it'll be to put this person in power. They need to know that. This is not something that's optional. It's like giving a fire axe to someone in a lifeboat who says, yeah, I need to make a hole in the bottom of the lifeboat so we'll all survive. No, you're all going to die out in the ocean if you let the fire axe guy have an axe, because Obama's attitude is to go, ha-hum, I think he has the right to an axe. We shouldn't stop him because it's part of his religious belief system.
Dr. Bill, I think you should set up a website or some people should call Lawyers for Trump, and basically they can go out and do
we'll bring on Fred before the election. I'll bring on Fred Graves, and we'll do a bunch of shows here on how to win in court, because if people get this $250 course and file this pro se litigant action, for God's sake, we need to do it. We can't just put it all on Trump's back. He's bringing up policy statements, and they try to say he's not substantive. When he's more substantive than any other candidate in history, what do you think, Jim Fetzer? The kind of comments I hear against Trump are the opposite of reality. They're obscene, and they literally try to put us that support Trump as if we're kind of mentally ill or mentally deficient that we somehow support Donald Trump. And I've had to even deal with friends and relatives, and believe me, I'm not passive when they try to shove this crap in my face. I'm sick and tired of it.
Even the New York Times has promoted just abandoning objectivity and attacking Trump. I've never seen anything like it. The television networks and the major media, the newspapers, are all relentless in attacking Trump, even when there's no foundation for it whatsoever. I think this latest uproar, after he said that Obama had actually been born in the United States, even though it was conceding a point where he was right and his critics are wrong, that this huge uproar was to distract attention from Hillary and her doubles.
I think that's all they can come up with, Dr.
That's a good sign. Well, and the problem is, the reason why they put out this thing that she's dead is to push into the center of the alternative media and the so-called conspiracy theorists that whenever we see Hillary, it's not her anymore, it's a double. That's plain crap. The fact is, Hillary herself is such a narcissistic, demonic maniac that she's going to show up. She probably tried to show up for the debates with an earpiece so that she can be coached through this. She's going to look like she's, that puppeteer after the Second World War?
Night of the Living Dead?
No, the puppeteer. It was which is now Charlie McCarthy and so on.
Howdy,
sure.
Howdy.
Yeah, she's going to come out.
Edgar Bergen.
She's going to come out looking so wooden and so autonomous that people are going to say, is this a real person or is it a simulated person? She's so damn medicated and mentally ill and sick, just suddenly sick. She's probably got intracranial hypertension from venous thrombosis. She's probably got signs of organic dementia. She has signs that she actually used that as her excuse with the FBI, that I don't know anything, even though she signed the documents that she was briefed on how to do the security thing, that she could declare a document as classified, and yet she tried to pretend stuff that if her junior staff did this, they would remove their security clearance and said, don't come back into the building.
I know. It's her position has been completely absurd. It's got nothing to do with whether it's already stamped classified. It's got to do with the content. And she was one of the few officials in the government who had the authority to stamp a document to make it classified based on its content. The whole thing has been such a sham.
Title 18 in the U.S. Code shows that she committed illegal acts even without intent.
But for
Mr. Comey, by the way, Mr. Comey is a criminal too, and he previously was an attorney for USBC, the bank that was involved with laundering illegal drug money. You know, the Chinese bank from Hong Kong.
Right.
So people need a grasp here. Comey's not a wonderful guy. He's a standing idiot and a liar, and it looks so obvious. And by the way, it's not his purview as a policeman. Would a policeman be able to declare he had intent or not intent? That's a judge and a jury or a grand jury. And for him to declare that she didn't have intent after he goes on a long tirade of all the things she did to do dangerous things to national security, yet he says she had no intent because he, quote, believed her lie that she didn't understand anything. Come on. And he didn't suggest that she should have neuropsychological testing to see if she's truly demented and isn't capable of telling the right truth. She's either one of two things. She's either, number one, a monumental liar, or she's demented and disqualified from being a presidential candidate.
It's both. It's always both of her. She's everything and the worst that you can imagine.
Right. My point is, though, the fact that we're allowing it is an embarrassment globally. If you're an Egyptian, or if you're a Saudi Arabian, or you're for Qatari, and you're for German, you must be scared to see the disarray of craziness occurring in the American electoral process, where we allow someone like her and her phony foundation, which is the greatest fraud, charity fraud in human history, to literally be in the electoral process, and you know they're trying to steal the election and make her the queen.
I got a feeling that'll be one of Mr. Trump's major topics during the debate and in between now and the election.
Listen,
the actual details of the graft and corruption within that foundation.
He's not going to walk out there with a piece of paper or a script. He's going to walk out there like a martial artist with a process of what we call counterpunching and taking her apart. She's going to have what's called an intellectual and a verbal vivisection.
Should be a wonderful thing.
It's going to be an intellectual vivisection. She's going to be like throwing her head first into a wood chipper, and she's going to come out as mush.
Yep, I can see it now. I really can.
And when it happens, the media, how's the media going to spin that? What are they going to do? She's most likely going to have an apoplectic shock and end up in hospital if they push out the real one, even with an earpiece, and someone in the back room, say this, say that, Hillary. Don't respond to that. Try to obfuscate and lie. She's not capable mentally of handling like a game of mental ping pong this issue with Trump. Trump will take her apart. And when they do, they're really going to freak out. I guarantee you the next action, if this next debate next week really goes south for Hillary and the Democrats and their global masters, is they're going to do major terrorism in American soil, like a radiological bomb in O'Hare Airport, or a major thing like, you know, a bomb that, like this bombing that occurred on this pipeline coming out of Alabama. It'll be something so catastrophic we'll have tens of thousands of dead Americans or radiologically poisoned. Now, I did a war game with the FBI and CDC and the University of Colorado called Operation Top Off and Dark Winter. We did three war game simulations. We did it at the Performing Arts Center, a release of a biological weapon. We released an anthrax pseudo weapon out of a second floor window with a sprayer at the downtown mall on 17th Avenue. And we did a war game simulation with somebody coming in from Egypt with a weaponized form of smallpox that arrived in Oklahoma City. This is interesting. It was Oklahoma City that we simulated on their computer, which we borrowed computer time from NOAA, the weather system. And in every case, we killed everybody on our war game simulation. So
hard
I can
to do, is it?
Yeah, everybody. And of course, I gave him recommendations. So when I re-met these maniacs back in March of 2001, before 9/11, I spent 2 hours with the FBI and CDC director personally on our table with the director for infectious disease from the University of Colorado, who was involved as well. And because I was appointment under Reserve Admiral Hughes, because he didn't have any background in infectious disease or radiological toxicology. And they gave me plausibly deniable questions. They were going to do a war game simulation in New York City in the fall. There were going to be micronukes. There was going to be release of anthrax, etc. They told me that 6 months before 9/11. So you need to know it was a war game that went live. Crazy.
Happens that way.
Yeah. Disgusting. And if people want to dispute it, guess what? I've had my career trashed. I've been death threatened. I've had everything you can imagine done, but I'm still ticking. And believe me, I'm angrier than hell. And I'm going to do something about it.
Believe that.
Yeah. Better believe it.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Feel the earth move and then this is the end.
Welcome back, Jim. You know, I'm really concerned that things are going to get way out of hand here. And in fact, the powers that be, that's one of their option scenarios, is to make sure it gets out of hand. Then they can pull out killer drones, spray helicopters, super soldiers, which they've been trying to groom for decades. In fact, in 1977, I applied and was accepted at UCLA to work on the World MS Tissue Repository under Dr. Wallace Tortolot at UCLA at the VA hospital. But the other project, four projects we wanted to work on, was the super soldier program. So I know firsthand, not secondhand, the specific ugly details of what they were planning to do. And I can guarantee it, when in the late 90s, General Poindexter talked about how they had to get rid of a whole group of these so-called super soldiers that were altered genetically and otherwise cybernetically, that you can't imagine the horrific crimes they've done against humanity to create these super soldiers, these superhumans, if you want to call it, that are wet-wired or genetically altered. In fact, I took care of one gentleman who, after he was in his early 20s, they gave him these genetic modifying growth factors and put on 6 inches of height, 100 pounds in weight, and all of his compatriots that developed this specific gene-altering therapy, they ended up dying of weird cancers or psychotic breaks and end up committing suicide or mass murder. So I can tell you, I took care of this guy personally, so I can tell you it's real. And it scares the hell out of me that they're willing to do almost anything if the public decides to go rogue. And I think it's very likely that this is not just going to be a legal revolt. It just won't be a political. There'll be elements of the public that will lose it when they try to pull us off. And the government thinks they're so-called ready for it. They're delusional.
Everyone should reread the preamble to the Declaration of Independence, because we may have to fight a second American Revolution to regain control of our government. And in the meanwhile, if you want something to read while you're waiting for these events to unfold, if you want more about 9/11, Sandy Hook, or the Boston bombing, check out moonrockbooks.com. Moonrockbooks.com.
Right. Let's go through the list of your books. You have America Nuked on 9/11, which is required reading. If you listen to the show and you don't read this book, you probably shouldn't listen to the show anymore, because, to be honest with you, if you don't want to know the truth, just go away and suffer and die prematurely, please. Okay? That's my attitude. My attitude is, if you don't want to listen, if you don't want to engage intellectually, if you don't want to debate, and we're not talking about ad hominem debates, we're talking about intellectual, you know, inductive and deductive logic, then why bother us? Why? And don't even think, well, I'll just do ad hominem attacks against Deagle on Twitter and Facebook, whatever. You can go to hell. I'm not interested in people doing ad hominem attacks when I'm putting my life and my family and my country at risk by telling the truth and bringing on experts like yourself. I'm not going to put up with it. So if you don't read these books, go away. How's that? Just go away. Don't listen anymore. Don't engage. Don't call in. Don't read anything and don't post anything thinking that if you could attack Deagle, you'll shut me up. No, you just make me madder. How's that? Moonrockbooks.com, America Nuked on 9/11, and what are the other books? No One Died.
Nobody died at Sandy Hook. Nobody died in Boston either. And I suppose we didn't go to the moon.
Yeah, exactly. Need to get you back on, Jim. I'll message you, and then we'll get you back on the program regularly post 9/11, because the next 9/11 event is coming soon. You like my warning?
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn.